everyone. Welcome to the Worship Artistry Podcast. We're back. My name is Jason Hatzma, and with me, as always, is Christina Kislanka.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? I'm Christina.
my Christina, what a deep voice you have.
I know. It's changed a little bit since the last episode we have.
Huh? No, Christina is still here. She's just not here at this moment. But if you don't know already, we've brought Nick Rice on to the Worship Artistry team, and he's the reason why our video looks so much better. And why we're even having this conversation today?
Yeah,
which is you know,
I'm getting fired.
Yep. So you may be wondering why I invited you here today. Thank you for setting all this up. We're good. You know, we haven't done a Worship Artistry podcast in a while, and we've really been thinking about why we do it, what is the purpose of it, you know. And it was always, I think, our intent that is really helpful to worship leaders and kind of jumps into a lot of different things. And it's been great to talk with artists. We're still going to be doing that, but that's not the only thing that we do.
Right.
You know, yeah. I mean, I think an artist's life, while the insight they have is valuable, I think that it's also not very common to the everyday worship leader.
Sure. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I care much more about that than I care about, you know, all the other stuff. And so I happen to know that a lot of worship leaders care about gear.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about gear. We're going to do it. So let me ask you, where does gear live in your guitar playing experience? Kind of what is your, like, why does it matter?
So I want to start it with actually a story that I have of a full drive too. But who makes that? Full Tone,
yeah,
right?
Full Tone. That's a classic.
Gosh, it was blue. I loved it. I was listening to a band, Need to Breathe, a lot at that time. And I was just, I had a Helix, not a Helix, what do they call it? HD 500.
Oh, yeah.
That's how old I am, everybody. But listen, like, that's all right.
I made a Worship Artistry patch for the HD 500, okay?
Yes. So let's. That's right. But yeah, so I was switching to amps, and I was just convinced that if I got this blue pedal and then this green pedal with it, a tube screamer, that I'll get Need to Breathe sound. And I was like, this is going to be awesome. What I didn't know is that there were two tube screamers. And I was like, well, this is kind of, what? Hold on. This is like the same sound, kind of? Like, it's based on what? I didn't know anything about pedals. I based it on what color they were. Wait, like, what? This looks cool.
Yeah, well, and one is blue and one is green.
So they're different.
Yeah, obviously.
But they weren't. So all that to say, I now know, like, the differences in the pedals. However, I buy kind of, like, on how it looks, you know? I know that might be a bad thing, but, like, man, that thing's cool. Hey, it's $700. Hey, it's pretty cool. You know, my wife's like, well, $700 still.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if that answers your question. Really, it's just I love the colors of things, but I am kind of utilitarian. I don't have like the MIDI stuff.
Yeah.
I really like to turn on this drive if I want that drive. Right. I stack a lot of drives. A lot of people say don't do that. I love doing that because of the different types of compression it gives, but the different types of tones you can get out of it. So it used to be based on color. It's kind of utilitarian, and I have some computers on my board, as you can see.
Yes. Okay. So tell me about these computers, because I look at my board and I go, okay, I know what all those are, and then I look at your board and I go, I know what the volume pedal and the tuner are, and I see one called tremolo, and then the rest of them are weird names, and I don't know what they do.
Right.
I can't tell. One has a butt, like there's a button that's called gold and another one that's called silver. I don't know what that adds to your sound. Like
silver and gold. Like, I don't know.
So what is this?
Yes.
And what does it do?
So for sure. So I really like the older boards. Well, actually I'm very interested in the new creation boards. I think they're the V3s maybe. Mm-hmm. The version 3, but like I really love the pedal train stuff. And so just kind of going through my pedal chain really quickly. I have a compressor from Wampler. I really, mm-hmm. it's fine. I turned it on. I like it. You know, and then I go into the Tilt Boost by Rev, which I absolutely Love that. And then I have this Overdrive. It's the opaque drive. It's the gold and silver thing you're talking about here by Substation Onyx. That's actually a really cool story.
It's a great name.
Dude, really?
Substation Onyx?
Yeah,
come on.
I love that pedal, honestly. But it's a funny, it's not a funny, it's a fun story. I have an old student from when I was a pastor, and he now makes those. And he was like, hey, I'd like to send you one. You know, let me know what you think. And honestly, I do get people sending me pedals every once in a while, and I let them know. It's nice, but like this has been like the only one that's stayed on my board.
Yeah.
I don't want to take, I love it. So the gold side is very, very cool. The silver side is very cool. We can get into that later. But then I go into a Katana by Keeley. Mm-hmm. It's just another boost, like not like the Tilt Boost. It's just straight up, I love it. It's just level. And then I go into the Tremolo from MXR, and then into the Giuliana Chorus, which is very nice, into the Eventide H90. Gets a bunch of different, obviously, crazy things. I use it for like a pog sound or a delay.
That one's by far the most intimidating looking to me.
It's the most yeah.
It has a screen. There's a lot of knobs.
Dude,
I feel like you're like, once you get outside of knobs and switches, I'm like, I don't know, man.
I'm lost too. I have to hook it up to my computer to know how to do anything. So,
all right.
I hardly know how to, I can push the on and off button. I'm good at that so far. But then I go into the Black Hole by Eventide. I love that. Years ago, I had the Space.
Okay, what is the Black Hole?
First, sorry.
Tell me what that is.
Yeah, it's the black one. It's a reverb. It's very ambient, huge. Years ago, it's based on their reverb pedal they made a long, long time ago now, like 2010 or something maybe, called the Space. And Black Hole was an algorithm inside of that, and people just loved it. And it was the only one I really ever used as well. And so now they have a smaller form factor of it. So now, with the H90 and the Black Hole, I can do two black holes. It's crazy. So I can just get sucked in there. You know what I'm talking about? It's like Interstellar all over.
I was gonna say, I saw Interstellar. It gets weird in there.
It gets weird. It's weird some nights in my house. And then I go into the Golden Reverb. I do like to switch out that one for a Coffee Shop Pedals Cortado Reverb. It's a little blue one. But right now I'm trying to make a small board with only Coffee Shop pedals on there.
Okay, what do you mean by Coffee Shop pedals?
So that's the brand.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I'm like, so what are the ones you bring to the coffee shop?
Yeah, just the only No, it's a brand. It's called Coffee Shop Pedals out of Canada. It's a really, really great company. I like them. But yeah, it looks, when people see this, they're like, oh man, it's a spaceship. Oh shoot, I forgot about the Eternity, the Jet Pedals delay.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking right at it the whole time. I like that thing too. It really has a nice texture. I really like the dual delay. But your pedal board, it's a little smaller than mine, but honestly, I love the form factor of it. I love that size. I've always wanted one like that. I mean, we were talking earlier. The only thing I personally would change on it is just that volume pedal.
Yeah, the volume pedals. It's kind of funny because, you know, so generally, I'm not somebody that spends a lot of money on gear.
Sure.
I literally only buy things for myself in that way when it's like my birthday or, you know, I'm just like, hey, so for my birthday, I'd like something fun to play with. Mm-hmm. Not just something I have to buy because I need it, you know? And I feel like pedals are kind of that way. Because I, you know, for the longest time I had a Boss DD3 do you call it DOD or DOD?
I don't know. I've always called it DOD.
I had a grunge pedal which was not a good, overdrive pedal or distortion or whatever. It just said grunge. So I was like, so it must be right.
It was just good.
Yeah. You know, I was playing in the 90s. I got the DD3 because, because my teacher told me that the tone in Yellow Ledbetter, the little slap was delay. And so I was like, I guess I need delay. So my parents got me that. So anyway, my parents got me this Morley. And it's funny because it's called the Little Alligator.
Okay.
And it's the biggest pedal on my board by far. And it's mainly just because I have a working volume pedal. So
yeah.
I'm not going to go buy another one. But I look at your volume pedal, I'm like, that's cute. And then I could fit more stuff on there.
A lot more stuff.
And the Morley used to cause me some real problems. Like when I was in church, there was a period of time where the things got really squeaky. Mm-hmm. And so I'd be trying to, like, it'd be a quiet moment. And you just hear, It was like, it sounded like bed springs. Yeah, and it was like my worship pastor's like, yeah, maybe get that fixed.
That's funny.
It's a little distracting.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got the Morley. That's huge.
Pay me some more money there, Pastor.
No, I wasn't getting paid anything.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Pay me anything.
Maybe just let me at least buy some grease for me. That'd be great. I have probably my most important pedal, which is the tuner.
Yeah.
I went for 9 years without a tuner.
Holy cow.
I never owned one.
What did you do?
And I was just like, I was an idiot. I was just like, dude, I don't want to dull my ear, you know? Like, if I have a tuner, then I'm going to be not going to be so cool and be able to hear it.
Yeah,
turns out that's not true. It's the most valuable thing I own. That's so awesome. If I had to keep just one pedal on here, it'd be the tuner.
The old tuner. Yep.
I got then I have that running into the Keeley Compressor Plus, which I really like. I'd never had a compressor for the longest time. I tried them. I hated how loud they were when they bring the buzz up and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to get noise gates and all the things like that. But I don't like a super compressed tone, but I love that that has a blend knob.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And so the blend knob is always at like, you know, if you were to look at it, if you see sideways, but if you were to look at it, you know, it's like set at
like a clock.
Like a clock. It's like 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So it's just a very little bit. I don't boost anything with it. It's just kind of like, it just, especially when you're recording with lessons and that kind of stuff, it just kind of evens things out a little bit. Then I go in the Hot Cake, which is the ugliest pedal I think I've ever seen.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's been around for a long time. Long time. It's made for... it's an overdrive pedal that's very much kind of geared for an AC30, which is what I play through. And it's great. But it's just funny to me. It's just like, so you just kind of made that and went, that's good.
That's cool.
And then done. Everything else, it's like beige.
Right.
It's just an ugly beige.
Has the design ever changed? Have they ever done a different rendition?
I don't think so. I mean, look at the writing. It's like a 70s.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Writing. I mean, they've changed little things. They put they've changed switches, but I don't think they've ever changed the design as far as I know.
Interesting.
And I use that. And I go into the Mini Timmy by MXR, which I love. I just love the transparentness of... I don't like drives that really color a lot. Like, I love the sound of my guitar, and I love the sound of my amp.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of want to just add a little bit.
Sure.
I've got the org... I don't know. At this point, I haven't rewired it in a while. I'm like, the organizer's in there somewhere. It's the octave pedal, and it's on the left-hand side. That's what I know.
It's there.
So I'm pretty sure that's before the... I think that's before the effects loop. That's a great little Earthquaker devices deal. And it's just an octave pedal, but it really has I feel like the cool thing about it is it really kind of has an organ type sound to it.
Yeah.
And also the negative thing about it is it has a really organ type sound. And so there's times when I'm like, I wish this wasn't so quirky, but it's great.
Yeah.
And then, you know, going back through, I've got that little Moore chorus, which I love. It has just this very 80s, you know, it's like, you know, modeled off of an old Boss.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know the letters.
C2 or something.
CH2 something or other. But I like it because you can also blend the level in.
Yeah.
Can you tell? I like to blend things.
You like the control.
I don't like to just have it take over.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my favorite thing on the board is the El Capistan, which is the Strymon's tape delay.
Yeah.
And I think that it's so dang cool. I'm like, I don't really need to do a lot of others. Mm-hmm. Like I know that they make, you know... I feel so cliche being like, I have a Strymon, but it's an El Capistan, and a lot of people don't have that.
Right.
It's not the
Strifecta.
Yeah.
The Timeline or the
yeah, none yeah. of those, none of those. And then finally I've got the Dispatchmaster there, which is a combination reverb and delay. And honestly, like, I've had that forever. I loved how easy it is to use, but I also am starting to feel a little limited by the reverb on it.
Why is that? What kind of reverb? Is it just like a one style?
Yeah, it's just one style. And it's like, do you want more of it or less of it?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. Sometimes especially with like a lot of stuff, like there's no pre-delay. It just kind of takes over. And so it's like, well, this is what I need to have, I guess. But that's the whole board. And it's like, I like it because I can press buttons. And it's not too complicated. And it's also sitting on, you were talking about Creation boards. It's sitting on a custom...
Yeah.
Creation board made specifically for Worship Artistry, which, here you go, John. He put the stuff on the front, and but on our website, you never see the front.
It's just from the top.
You only see the top. You see this cool Tolex or whatever that is on the side. But yeah, I love that thing. It's really pretty. I tend to get something and stick with it, but I... But at the same time, I will also say, like, when I try other stuff, it really does inspire different playing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I, even though it's still me playing through it, and, you know, my friend Andrew Osengos, he's like, I've got three different boards. I've got one that's all expensive pedals, yeah. All that's like ones that are totally like Amazons, and then I have a pod or whatever, or is it a, well, no, what's it called? The Line 6 Helix.
Helix, yeah.
Called it a pod.
Okay. Well, they still make pods.
Okay, okay, cool. I was thinking of that little red thing.
Oh, yeah, the
little
bean.
kidney bean. And he's like, yeah, so I have all three of these things, and you know what? They all sound like me. But I will say, like, oh, when you pick up a different guitar, you play a guitar a little different. When you dial in your settings different, you play a little different.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is like what's the artistry of the whole thing, is to have fun with it.
Right. So talking about guitars then, that little thing we played at the beginning, you were playing, that's not a Fender.
No.
I know that.
No.
But what is it?
It is a custom Frankenstein guitar. Actually, one of my students, I used to teach privately for a long time, and right. My student, okay. Earl, one day he came in.
Earl?
His name was Earl.
That's an amazing name.
Yeah, and he came in one day, and he had I was like, oh, did you get a new guitar? He goes, no, you did. And he built it, and it was his first, like, it's a parts caster, essentially. But, you know, it plays great. Everyone always gives me a hard time about that I don't keep the knobs on it. But they always fall off, and I don't mess with them that much anyway.
Right.
And then I think the thing that's really cool about it is it has a Jerry Donahue pickup in the bridge, which is kind of a slightly hotter, I don't know how to talk about it. It's like rounder. Yeah. It's like a little bit rounder. It's not so ice picky. Yeah.
Use more words.
Yeah, on the bridge. Yeah. Like, and then so, something will make sense.
It's creamy. And then, chewy.
And then it has a Seymour Duncan. I think it's an SM3 mini bucker in the neck. And those two, when they blend, I just love.
Yeah.
Like that tone kills for me. And then he also put a Strat pickup in the middle so I can get kind of those quacky Strat mm-hmm. sounds with it. So it really, I mean, I use it for all my lessons and even, well, for most of my lessons. But the thing that's rad about it is it's actually, it's matte colored. Or it's matte. So like when all the lights shine on it and everything in the studio. It's just like,
that's sweet. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just you can see what's going on.
Yeah, not many reflections on it. Yeah. No, that's super cool. Yeah, I was using my Jennings. It's a Catalina. I learned about Jennings probably 3 years ago, maybe. Just fell in love. I picked it up and I was like, I have to have this. Or like, I want that. Floated with Lambertone's Cremas. Honestly, I really can't say enough good things.
And then it's also got the Bigsby on it.
Correct.
I actually just played a Bigsby for the first time.
Really?
Like, I just never was around a guitar that had one.
Okay.
And I was in my buddy's studio, and I was like, oh, can I pick this up? And I was just like, I love this.
I get it. Yeah.
It is wild to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big vibrato whammy guy, you know? Like, but a lot of times, like, sometimes I'll use the Strat because that's the one guitar I have that actually has that.
Yeah.
I can't find the whammy bar at this point.
Oh, no.
So it's around somewhere.
When's your birthday?
No, I'll find it. It's not for quite some time.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure it's in this one box, but I'm just like, I don't want to go looking for it.
This is the first guitar that I had. It wasn't the first Bigsby I played, but the first one I owned that had a Bigsby. And so now when I play my Tele, which doesn't have anything like that, I'm reaching for it. Like, I'll play a chord, and I'm like, oh, shit. What am I doing here? And looking like an idiot. Just like, my wife's like, you good? Or, I'm like, yeah, you can get away from me. So talking about that Hotcake, actually, I want to bring that back up.
The ugliest pedal on the board, yep.
Yeah, yeah, okay. The ugliest pedal on the board. it's supposed to be like an AC30, like overdrive, right?
Right?
Like the top boost or something. But you were playing this rev amp, you were saying, like, holy, this sounds better than going into my AC30. Let's talk about that.
Oh, let's talk about it. I don't know. I have forever really loved AC30s.
Yeah,
like, it's just
great.
A Tele bridge pickup through an AC30 with drive on is just like the greatest sound in the world to me.
Yeah,
I love it. I will say though that my AC30, I've got a custom classic too. It's got the blue speakers in it. I find that I want it to have a little more bottom end sometimes.
Okay.
And it can get kind of bitey. And even if I don't use the top boost and use the normal channel or whatever, I like using them both for different things.
Sure.
But I'm never like, I've noticed recently, I'm like, sometimes I just want this to have a little more body to it. And I played with the EQ and whatever, but ultimately it's just kind of like, that's what the amp sounds like. Granted, I can never really turn it up to full blast at all.
Yeah.
I mean, like the loudest I've ever gotten it. And it was the only thing that was even playing in the room. and it was like a four. It's so loud.
Yeah.
And then you bring these guys in here today, and man, like it was, it felt really clear.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of clarity, but it wasn't bitey,
mm-hmm.
but it was still jangly,
mm-hmm.
but it still had some like a little more bottom end. Like a lot of times I feel like Fender amps get kind of floppy. I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah.
Once again,
just
we're gonna have like a dictionary, like terms. Like here is the glossary of guitar.
The kids say tone. Say less,
yeah,
but we say more.
Okay, say more, say more.
Say
that
more,
does get to know people too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so having that, that sometimes I feel like Fenders as they drive up, they're nice and clear, but then they kind of lose a little bit of definition. I used to have a Hot Rod Deluxe and you know played through a bunch of different things, and there's something about this amp that I was just like. This just has, it just does the stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even want to know how much it costs because it sounds so dang good.
It's pretty cheap, actually.
And so, okay, so tell me, so I'm still having a little, you were like, okay, you can go out with IRs and all this kind of stuff, but it still has tubes.
Yep.
Right? So, because it doesn't feel like you're playing
right,
through.
Right, no. Yeah, it's just, IR. It's really great. Like it's one of the perfect solutions for churches, in my opinion, with everybody wanting a silent stage right now. And so if you noticed, we didn't mic the amps up. We just ran XLRs out of the back of them because Two Notes is built into the back of them. And so we have virtual cabs loaded in there, actually worship tutorials stuff. I think we were playing through the Bogner Duende that worship tutorials has. Not that sound, but that cabinet. And so what you heard was just virtual cabs.
Mm-hmm.
But it offers all kinds of solutions. So, I mean, if you want to only have 4 watts, and that's what you were playing on.
Yeah.
I was playing on 20 watts. But, the 4-watt option is super cool. You know, you can have bedroom levels. It's really, I think that's what you liked about this. It's super lightweight, but, like, it has a headphone jack as well that you can have very, very silent at home practicing yourself. It's really neat because new, these are around, I think, $1,100, $1,200 bucks. I'm not saying that isn't a lot of money, because it is.
Sure.
However, what you're getting, like, the Torpedo from Two Notes, that's, like, $400 to $600 alone, and then you're getting like an amp as well, and it's all
and
in that, one.
And that's for the just for the head.
Right? Yeah, that's just for the head. And so you're getting an amp and a Torpedo in one thing.
Okay, you're talking about Torpedos, like I know what that is.
Sorry, it's the XLR.
Okay,
on the back of the amp.
Gotcha.
So it's called Two Notes is the company. Okay. The Torpedo is like it's what they call it. I guess, right? So it's like the software.
Sure.
Whatever. And
you're talking to such a rookie. I mean, have you seen my Morley little alligator?
I think it's pretty. It's nice. It's got a nice green and black. I used to want one of those so bad in ninth grade. So
okay,
I never, and this is like the first time I've ever seen one, and I don't want one anymore.
Yeah, there's a good reason.
So
for that.
I might just donate my little guy over here to you. but yeah, anyway, so I mean, these amps, they're very flexible. They can make it so you don't have any sound except for what's going into your recording station or front of house, or if you do want to mic up the amp, it sounds killer as well. So there's all kinds of really, really fun options, and I just really loved it because when I hooked it up, you're like, hey, I'm just gonna jam around a little bit and test some things out and get it set up, and then I don't know, maybe an hour later he's like, this thing is rad. I was like, yeah, it is loud too. Yeah, so a lot of people ask me about Rev amps because I actively play them on my social media. I just love Rev. Mm-hmm. I really do. It's kind of like, you know, your AC30 you've had a while, right?
Yeah,
it's something you love. I'll have these two amps probably, hopefully, the rest of my life. The D40, that's what I really want. That's very Fender, very Marshall at the same time. It's so killer. But these are the D20, and it's just the perfect pedal platform. I think that's why you like the Hotcake so much going into this.
Yeah, that kind of blew my mind, because the Hotcake is supposed to be like the AC30 drive pedal, and I was like, why does it sound better through this?
Then it does make sense, yeah.
You know, I mentioned, like, I don't switch gear very often.
Yeah.
You know, like, how much has this board changed for you? Are you kind of, is it something that changes a lot? Do you tend to just kind of, this works for me and I like and I just like to use that.
This board actually doesn't change too much, but every once in a while, like on social media, like Instagram, you'll see me trying out a new overdrive or a distortion pedal because I have like 30 of them, you know, I don't know. It's just different sounds, but mm-hmm. like pretty much right here, what you're seeing is this has been the iteration of my board for probably like almost a year, maybe, besides the opaque drive that was sent to me. I don't know now, maybe 6 months, not even, no, maybe 4 months ago.
Now I'm so curious about gold and silver.
Dude, yeah, you need to play with it. It's pretty rad. I think you'd really like it, honestly. It's a very, very versatile pedal. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll ever take it off. So I'm really working on this board and not taking anything off. I just added the H90, so I'm learning it now. I had the stomp that's in front of the board mm-hmm. on there for delays, some reverb, some modulation type things. And before that, I had the DD500 for delays. The only reason why I took the DD500 off is because the dual delay doesn't work. It doesn't stereo. It's set up right. Everything is good, and it just doesn't work. So I took it off. I should just send it in. Anyway, long answer for it doesn't change much. Mm-hmm. I change out things to try things, but if I'm playing live, I'm going back to what I know and what I'm very comfortable with versus like, got this new pedal, can't wait to do it live. Right. I'm not that person anymore. I really care about amps.
Yeah.
And so I want to build up an amp collection personally. Not like, you know, like $100,000 and I never play them or anything like that. But like, I love my rev amps. I want to get more of those. But I want to get like, I don't know, like a Princeton or something.
Yeah.
Or like an AC30 mm-hmm. like you have, and you know, just those staples.
Yeah,
I think that'd be cool.
I'm the same way. The gear acquisition, and you know, I used to be.
Yeah,
I used to just watch Zvex demos.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
okay.
He used to do. They were like old school on YouTube, and he'd just be like, here's the. They're just hands, yep. And and this knob does this. Just turn
model.
To you. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I still look back. I'm like, how did I never get a Fuzz Factory?
Right, yeah.
That is like the coolest.
I wish I would have.
I, you know, and the thing is, especially at the time, like, I go through phases, you know, where it's like, sometimes there was years where I was like, delay pedal and overdrive, that's all I need, man. Don't even tell me I need something
else,
you know? And then there was times where I was like, I want my guitar to sound anything but a guitar.
Mm.
And so it was a lot of Radiohead, like I was listening to a lot of Radiohead, yeah. Our band was playing with cello bows and all kinds of stuff. It was just like, I'm just playing my pedal board almost as much as I'm playing the guitar, you know? So there was there was those times that as much guitar as I play and, you know, teach and everything, like I'm more of a songwriter.
Mm.
I love to write.
Yeah.
I love to play and love to write melodies and all that kind of stuff. So there's these moments where I just want to just go bananas with a bunch of fuzz and wail on drums and all that kind of stuff. But I'm, for the most part, it's like, no, I want to have my acoustic guitar and just kind of be making little prayer songs. That's what I do. So, well, man, this has been fun.
Yeah, bud. Yeah.
And I know that we could keep going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or we could just do another episode another time.
Mm, that's a good idea.
Would also be a good idea. And, you know, if you're listening to this on the podcast, obviously we'd love for you to share and, you know, do the review thing and all that kind of stuff.
Please.
But you may have noticed, if you're listening to it, you haven't noticed at all because you're not looking at it.
You're not watching the video.
But we actually have a really nice video. So if you're on YouTube, what should they do, Nick?
They should absolutely smash that like button. They should probably subscribe, you think?
I think so.
Definitely. And ring the bell to be notified when we do post stuff like this again. But also, I would say that they should definitely comment below what it is you want to hear from us. You know, are we talking like idiots, you know, or do you want to hear more about the H90 or about the Morley, you know, volume pedal?
Do you want to demonstrations? Do you want to talk about modeling?
Let's take a poll.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give away this Morley.
Once we reach 100,000 subscribers, that Morley's going.
That's right. I'll tell you what, that's a fact.
There we go.
We reach 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Well, no, when we reach 100,000.
Amen.
You know, say it in faith.
That's right.
Somebody's getting that Morley pedal.
That's funny, dude. I hope it's, man, one lucky winner. Just, wow.
Just here's a beat up Morley pedal with the light doesn't work and it's huge. It says 100th NAM on it. So it's probably some kind of special.
Oh, it's rare.
It's probably super rare.
Yeah, just like the old Centaur.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Clone. It's basically a clone.
So, well, on that note, we will see you guys next time.